prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 June 2026. Welcome to this program. We're going to bring a guest on that I haven't had on for a long time to talk about a product he offered through his ministry for a while. We carried it for a long time. A fantastic product we no longer carry, but we found some in stock. So we're going to let it go out of here at a really good price. And before we go to him, I'll make mention of tomorrow being Thursday. Hopefully we'll be in the office tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls. We certainly want to hear from you folks. I mean, we really do. Very few orders coming through. I know that things are kind of slow and money's tight everywhere. But tomorrow, if you want to call and say hi to me or place an order, whatever you're going to do, it'd be wonderful to hear from you. And I mean that. I do mean that. I want to thank you again for getting us through the month financially. I do appreciate that. Folks, I want to say y'all have stood behind us, beside us, and been in battle with us now for going on 34 years. Not all of you that long, but a bunch of you over 20 years for sure. And I appreciate that more than I can say. I mean, I really, truly do. You know, if I stay on and think about what it costs to run this ministry, although we cut way back on costs the last couple of years, if I sit down and count it up, it would still scare me. So I just take it a month at a time and make sure the thing is paid with y'all's help and God directing all of us. And that's all I can do. But thank you so much. But call us now tomorrow. Talk to us if you like. Place an order, whatever you're going to do. If you don't have a long distance, call 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'll be here to take your phone calls tomorrow and do whatever we can to bless you in any way we possibly can. And I do mean that. But tonight's guest is from Michigan, and his name is Harold Schillinger. He helped develop a product many years ago that we used to offer through ministry called Super Quick Clean Gun. Super Quick Clean Gun. Military use it. Police forces use it. I use it. And I'll say this, we'll go to our guests. When I first started in the product, I tried it out before I sold it. I give my guns a good cleaning inside and out, even the wood. You wipe off the wood with it and help preserve the wood. I cleaned the guns once, and I think I've done it once since, and this has been many years ago. My guns have never rusted, and I take a little bit of care about taking care of my guns. I don't call them weapons. I didn't buy them to be weapons. They can be, but I didn't buy them for that reason. But I take care of them because very needed, I want to work. And Harold Schillinger developed this product and made it available to anybody that wants it. For regular folks like you and me, to law enforcement, like I said, military, whatever. And folks, it's not just for cleaning guns and taking care of your guns. A while back, I had a chain on the bedroom light, or fan light in the bedroom, and it kept sticking. It wouldn't turn on off without really giving a hard yank. Sprayed up inside that sucker, and it's worked smooth ever since we've done that. It's not just made for, again, for cleaning guns. If you got a squeaky hinge in the house, spray it. If you have a squeaky door in the car, spray it. You want to get a little more gas mileage, put it in the tank. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm serious. Harold Schillinger, are you there?
Good evening.
Good evening, Harold. It's good to have you. It's been a long time since you joined me on the radio. I'm glad you're
yes.
there.
We are too. Like you were saying, you've been on the radio for 34 years, and this year we are delighted to celebrate our 25th anniversary for being in business with SuperQuick. And it's amazing because for 25 years, we haven't changed the formula. We haven't changed anything at all because it was phenomenal when we started, and it still is today. We say don't gamble with your guns. Get the winning hand in gun care. It's the most advanced, the most complete, and the easiest to use gun care solution. And like Pastor Butch was saying, the thing that's wonderful is I designed it so that it's easy for you to use. It doesn't hurt you. The biggest problem with gun care solutions is the fact that some of them are so caustic that you have to wear gloves, you have to have air exchangers, you just have to be very careful where you use them. With SuperQuick, you can use it anywhere. You don't even need gloves. It doesn't stink. You can spray it on a number of items and just use your hands and wipe the solution around and then wipe it off and you're good to go.
I want to share this one. Thank you. So I want to share this. Everybody listening to this broadcast knows who my producer is that makes our DVDs, CDs, and produces all the videos, Phil Hudock. And Phil had a .22 rifle. It hadn't been fired in years. Now, this has been a while back, of course. And it hadn't been fired. He wiped it off with the SuperQuick. He said, and it's a semi-automatic. He said it fired every round smoothly. And it hadn't been fired, been rusted up for years. He cleaned it, and it worked just fine. That's how great the product is, folks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Harold.
No, absolutely. In fact, you touched on the thing that we are most proud of. It restores, renews, and rejuvenates the older firearms. You know, prior to using SuperQuick, you probably used a variety of different oils and a variety of different cleaners. Well, your actions sometimes get sticky. Sometimes they get slow. SuperQuick could go right in there and penetrate and just loosen everything up, clean everything up, and then lubricate everything with our nano lube, which is dry. It works dry, better than oil. And that old gun that you've had for 25, 30 years now becomes almost brand new. Exactly as Pastor Paul was mentioning, it'll shoot better, shoot longer, and when you run SuperQuick down your barrel, everything is lubricated, unlike oil. And now your bullets will fly faster. It'll take you at least 2 boxes of ammo before firing, before you'll even see a build or even something close to fouling in your barrel.
And that is true, folks. I'll tell you, I'd like to do some pistol shooting. I have a .22 pistol I practice with, and it's a 9-shot revolver, and I fired 2 boxes through it, and the barrel is still spotless. Now, that's a fact. I'm telling the truth. So these are things that this product does. And again, it's not just for guns. That was maybe invented for that, but the product does so much more than that, doesn't it, Harold?
Oh, absolutely. Over the years, we've had people come and tell us, I've used it on this, I've used it on that. They use it on their reloading equipment. They use it on their crossbows and their compound bows. They use it on their arrow shafts. So if any of you are out there and you're into archery, oh, super quick is phenomenal. And if some of you are into fishing, make sure you get it on your fishing reels. It cleans them up and keeps them spotless. Your knives and anything else, if you like to go camping, you got hatchets or chainsaws, make sure you get it on the chain, but make sure the chain is not running when you do that, because you're going to want to wipe it off. The other thing that we found is bicycle chains have a tendency of making your pant legs dirty. And that really upsets a lot of people that have to wash them. But if you use Super Quick on that chain, okay, no more. It's dry, it's lubed better than oil, and you no longer have an oily mess on your pant legs.
Well, and that it doesn't stain either, does it?
No. And it doesn't stink either. So if you want to, ask your better half if you can clean your gun in the kitchen, and you can make her very happy. If she has a stainless kitchen like we do, we have a refrigerator, dishwasher, stove, and microwave, stainless. What Super Quick does on stainless is phenomenal. It brings the stainless out, but the nano lube locks that stainless to no more fingerprints. Three months, no more fingerprints on that refrigerator, that microwave, that air fryer, your dishwasher, and it's just beautiful. You only have to do it 4 times a year, and you're done. Where with the other products, you have to do it weekly, sometimes 3-4 days, and you have to do it again, not with Super Quick. And the beauty of it is, unlike the other gun cleaning solutions that really smell, I know my mom, I have to go back to my mom, okay? She used to say, if you're going to use that gun cleaner, you go in the garage, and if not, go in the backyard, because I don't want it in the house.
That's true.
But with Super Quick, we can clean our firearms in the kitchen, and if it get a little bit on the table, oh, wonderful. Just wipe it around, wipe it off, and the wood on that table will get even better, and if it's Formica, it won't hurt. We do not hurt plastic. That's very important, because in the last couple of years, the air rifle industry has really, really, really grown. And their biggest thing is seals. We do not hurt rubber seals, plastic seals, or seals of any make. So we are absolutely safe on any and all air rifles that you have. And they've got some that are as strong as shotguns now. And it's just been amazing how that industry has grown. But we're there, and we are the recommended cleaner for those guns, because we don't hurt anything.
Wow. Folks, I want to say, I mean, there's not much to add to that, but mention some of the other items they can use it on.
Well, optics. Our SWAT officers use it on their optics, especially their scopes and any of the other optics that they have, including their high-intensity lights. Once it's on, they will not fog up. If you get into a situation where the environment is really cold and you breathe and your lenses fog up, the minute you stop breathing, they clear right up. Where if you use something else, if you didn't use Super Quick, the minute you breathe, they're going to be fogged up for the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes before they come back to where you can use them, but not with Super Quick.
Well, one thing about it, if your optics are fogged up, you're blind. And that's something people have to remember. But you can use it also, you put it in the engine of your car to get better gas mileage, can't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we found that it's not just the cars, but your four-wheel buggies that you use, and your tractors and your lawnmowers. If your lawnmower just isn't running the way you'd like it, put a capful of Super Quick in that gas tank. You don't need much, just a capful. Pull that cord, and you'll listen to that engine going from boom, 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 boom to woo, and it'll just roar. It cleans everything. I have a very good friend who refurbishes lawn tractors, and he just absolutely will not use anything but Super Quick in the carburetor and in the fuel system. And he says those old engines start and come back to life. It's phenomenal.
And folks, these come in different size bottles. We happen to have a couple 8-ounce bottles and quite a few 4-ounce bottles here. But they're spray bottles. You can take out the lid and pour it out if you want to as a liquid, like you said, in a cap full and a lawnmower, a little bit in the gas tank, maybe in the car. But the product is as universal as all I can say. And I'm going to keep him on a little while longer and let him taste more story. And I'll give the price on it because we're giving it to you literally a little cheaper than our cost and shipping combined. It's going to be cheaper than that because we don't stock any longer with the product here. I never used 2Ks of it in a lifetime. I give all my friends a sample bottle of them. They all loved it. So all I can say, we're going to offer you a minute and tell you how to get it. We're calling here at the office. And tell me something, Harold. I know that you've seen that used in a lot of different situations, but I mean, for tools, power tools, you clean, you spray them down with that. You say your circular saws, your drills, all of that can use that too, can it?
Absolutely, and especially your drills, your chucks. You know, there's nothing currently out there that you can lubricate a chuck, but if you spray your chuck with Super Quick and it'll dry, it'll function all the time. And the wonderful thing is once the nano lube is on your metal, no more rust. In fact, if you have rust on it, it'll take it off. No more fingerprints. It's just absolutely fabulous.
And one thing I like about too, when I clean my guns, I can wipe it on the wood to preserve the wood. With regular gun oil, you do that, it ruins the wood. It'll make it a stain. It was Super Quick. It just makes it shine prettier and makes it stay the way longer, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't hurt. If you have some pearl-handled pistols or revolvers or anything else like that, or you have some really fancy jewels on your grips, it won't hurt the grips, it won't hurt the wood, it won't hurt anything, including the pearl-handled grips. Yeah, that's the beauty of Super Quick, is it is safe for your gun, it is safe for you, and no matter where you use it, you'll love it. And that's the only kind of customers we've had for 25 years, and Butch, you're one of them. And I can tell you, we work with the Chicago PD people, and they just can't get enough of us. And we come there every year for their safety days, and we clean a lot of guns for Chicago. And the wonderful thing is, if you don't shoot that, we've had officers come back. I didn't have to pull my gun. I didn't have to shoot it. Since the last time you cleaned it last year. And that's the beauty.
Amen. Well, I will say by now, would you mind telling the folks the regular price plus shipping and retail price plus shipping would be normally for the 8-ounce and the 4-ounce? Would you mind telling us what that is?
Well, the 8-ounce is $22.50, and shipping on that is $9 east of the Mississippi. If I need to ship it beyond the Mississippi west, then it goes to $15 because that's the least expensive shipping. The 4 ounce is $16.40, and again, shipping on that is $8 east of the Mississippi, and west of the Mississippi is $12, and that's on a single bottle. So when you add that up, you know, 22 plus 9 is 31. And 8 and 16 is 24. And from what I understand, Pastor Paul, you are looking to include shipping and everything else.
Yes, yes, I am.
At a very good price.
Well, I mean, because we have it here, we're not stocking any longer. Now, again, it's too good of stuff to sit around here and just sit in the office and nobody using it. And I've given my friends all some of it, all the church members, everybody. But the 8 ounce bottle, as he told you, is the retail price on that again is how much, Harold?
$22.50
plus $10 shipping, roughly. So that's $32.
Right.
Well, we have several 8 ounces. I mean, I'm sorry, we have a couple 8 ounces here. But we will get it to you, shipping and all, for $24.50. $24.50, that's shipping and all, okay? And the 4 ounce, the regular retail is what?
$16.50.
And that shipping is about $5 to $8, right?
Well, it's at least $8 and more if you go west of the Mississippi.
Golly.
You're at $24 if you get it from the company here.
So we have several bottles that left. Anyone that's the first come, first serve. No, it's all going. We'll tell you when it's all going. We won't take your money for you if you don't have it. But for that $18.50 delivered price, and that's shipping and all, $18.50 for the 4 ounces while they last. I think we have about 12 bottles of it and a couple bottles, yep, 8 ounces. Now, so if you want it, you can buy two 4 ounces. It'll still be the same price because it's two different bottles. It costs more to ship it. But anyway, you call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, and you order what you want of it while it lasts. Now, if we don't have it, if we run out, I promise you, we will get your money back to you, and we won't charge you for it at all, of course. But if we don't want to see it sitting here and nobody used it. I be quite honest with you folks, it will help us even pay our bills because we have it in stock. It's just gathering dust, and we want to give somebody who's going to use it. The product works like he said it does in three different ways. I've used it around the house, and Marsha Jean has especially, around so many different things. I mean, anytime something sticks, she says, bring me a super quick. I don't care what it is or what it is, cabinet doors. I don't care what it is, door locks. Whatever you're having trouble working with, padlocks, all that will work better with Super Quick. I've used it on all these things. If you have a lawnmower that has a cable shift on it, they lubricate the cable with it. It works. It really works. And if you want to preserve the inside of an engine for the winter, put a cap full in the lawnmower when you store it for the winter. Let it keep it from rusting the inside while it's sitting there all winter long. There you go. Now, what else to say, Harold? I mean, we offer the product to them at a fantastic price because I want them to have it. And I just want to have you on to share with us. Anything else that you want to tell the folks?
Well, the thing is, don't look at the price, because an old saying is you get what you pay for, and it is quality, 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 quality. So my dad always used to say, buy the best, you'll never regret it. And that's the way we have our product too.
And folks, it you use so little of it to do the job. A 4 ounce bottle will more than clean everything you have in the house. I don't mind saying this in the air. One time I had over 40 guns. I like guns. I give a lot of them out to my children and grandchildren. But the 4 ounces more than cleaned everyone I had inside and out. Now, that's the truth. Yep. So anyway, it's available if you want it, but call an offspot, like I said, at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And here, Shirley, I want to thank you for joining me tonight and sharing this with me, with our audience, because I like them to have it. It's something they'll not regret getting, and get it while you can, folks, because once these prices are going with us, they're going forever. You're not going to find this price anywhere else anytime in the future. So you call and get it when you can. We'd love to help you with that. And Hurley, anything else you want to say?
Well, just God bless. And, the wonderful thing is, Pastor, just keep on the trucking.
That's what we're going to try to do. And Hurley, thank you for what you've done for us in the past and helping us raise funds to keep this thing on the air. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate it. And thanks all for joining us tonight. And I'll talk to you again in the future, probably. So you take care, my friend.
Will do. You too.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Okay. And, folks, the office line is ringing now. Somebody's probably trying to call order right now. If they leave a name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow. So if you're calling right now and trying to get through, leave your name and number. We'll call you back tomorrow and see what you might need. We'll do what we can to help, I promise. But excuse the phone ringing. It doesn't do it very often, but it did tonight. But anyway, I want to bring Harold up and share that with you and just let you know this is available while they last. Now, I'm going to spend a little bit of time now, the next little while, just you and I talking. We don't get to it very often. But I want you, as my family out there, I don't care who you are, where you're calling from, first-time callers are always excited to hear from you. If you have something that you want to share tonight, if you have something you want to share in your life, I want to fellowship, I guess you could say, with you folks. Well, we could talk about all kinds of things happening in the world, and we do every night. You know that. Matter of fact, on Monday night, I have a guest coming on that we all have really enjoyed hearing before. We're going to have we're going to discuss different topics with people next week that are involved in things in the world, that's happening in the world, know what's going on. And I hope that you will take time to listen in then. But tonight, I want you to please share what's on your mind tonight. I mean, y'all have a life. Y'all have situations. You may have a prayer request or prayer report. I don't know. But let's get to know each other tonight. If you want to talk about something else going on in the world, that's fine too. But let's have a conversation, a two-way conversation. I don't like doing a lot of talking myself. Believe it or not, I don't. But I like to have a two-way conversation with you and have you just share what's on your heart and mind about anything that you may want to talk about, because, folks, this is how we know each other. If we don't learn to be together and to share our thoughts, then we never get to know each other. And that's a fact. Now, I want to hear from you. Phone line's open. 717-300-1698.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. The phone lines are open. I'd like to talk to you, and I'd like to have a conversation with you. Any topic's fine tonight. I don't get to this very often. You know that. We try to keep on one topic. But I know you all have thoughts out there. You have maybe you have concerns. Maybe you have something you just want to share the way that God blessed you. And I want to start with that, if you don't mind, tonight. Okay, I want to start with the blessing in my life, if you don't mind. I have so many of them, I can't count them all. But most of y'all, I've never met my sons. Oldest one, Eric, who lives in Colorado Springs. My middle one, Jamie, or James, who lives about two hours and a half north of me. And my son, Patrick, who lives about 20 minutes away. But my middle son, Jamie, took after his mommy's side of the family. Very hard-headed. Very stubborn. And very rebellious for a long time. He wasn't a boy got into drugs and carousing around. That wasn't who he was. But through his stubbornness and hard-headedness, he messed his life up quite a bit for quite a while. And really was heading down roads that I couldn't seem to get him to pay attention to. I mean, he just didn't seem to want to hear about how he needed to change his life. For the glory of God, of course, but to better himself. But to make a long story short as possible, it got to the point I couldn't reach him at all. So I did what the Bible said. Turn him over at the Lord's hand and turn the bodies over to Satan so their soul may be saved. And that's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. I said, Lord, I know that you're sovereign. Your will going to be done, but I want to give my son to you totally. I can't reach him. Do whatever it needs in the name of Jesus. Do what it takes to get his attention. And he got killed in a car wreck 2 weeks later. He started changing at that moment. Up until the time he said, I don't care if I do die. I don't care. And his first wife had left him, run off, went home with her mommy. And he was in miserable shape. I don't care if I do die. When I come to the point he almost died, that changes tune to that real quick. And over a period of years, he was trying to grow. Still not doing things quite right, but he was trying to grow. As of right now, he's the strongest of the three in Christ, as far as taking a stand, doing what's right. He has a very heavy burden in his heart now to teach young men how to be real men in Christ, how to walk in righteousness, walk in authority, and to walk in the strength of Christ and be real men. No, I'm not talking about men that wear pants and have zippers. They all might have that, at least the ones that wear pants. Somebody gets wearing dresses now. But anyway, he wanted to be a man and turn into a man, and he's working hard at that. And I think he's doing quite well. Matter of fact, next month and weekend, the 17th and 18th, he's going to have a function at church where he goes, a function called 1613 Men's Gathering. It comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, where it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men and be strong." That means act like men and be strong. They're going to have a men's get together from speakers that are men of God, trying to relay to younger men and older men how to walk in Christ. But my son stopped by today, and he stopped by to visit on his way back from work. And he was, all the time he's here, he was sharing blessings and asking prayer requests for his children. And his younger, his son, my grandson, announced his call to preach a couple of years ago, and now he's preaching. So our prayers have been answered in three different ways, and so is Jamie's now. And his son is now, like I said, going out and trying to preach the Word of God. And in my opinion, does a very good job of it. So my prayer has been answered. I want to share that blessing, folks. I don't get to share much of my personal life because we don't have time to talk about it a lot. But anything that you want to know about my family, I don't mind talking to you about it. I really don't. I mean, Marcia Jean says there's nothing that Bush doesn't tell people. Well, I have nothing to hide. I'm only a man. I'm one of the biggest failures in the body of Christ, I'm sure. And I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'm not ashamed to tell you, because I haven't seen anybody yet that walks perfectly. Certainly me. But to count the blessings that he's given me and how he's watched over me and blessed me with a decent family and people that we walk together as brothers and sisters. And some of y'all out there in this audience tonight are part of my family. You know that. I don't ever get to see you. I never met you in person, most of you. But you become part of the family because you've been there with me for so many years. You know who I am. I get some kind of tickled when people call on Thursday and Crystal answers the phone. And she said, "Do you want to talk to Pastor Butch?" And you mean I can talk to him? Folks, you can talk to me anytime, especially on Thursdays. I'm here. But I'll call you back if I need to talk to you. Please understand that. I am only a servant. Preacher, you've been on radio for so many years, and you got such an audience. That makes no difference. I'm only a servant. And, folks, I'm sometimes the weakest one of the bunch, and I know that also. But I'm here if you need to talk to me. Don't be ashamed to call and talk to me if you want to. Don't be embarrassed. If you listen to me speak, you know I'm just no hillbilly. That's all that I am. Nothing special. I pray I have some wisdom that God's given me through the years and through scripture and through experiences. But I'm here and willing to do what I can to help. Let's talk to our brother Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, for all your guidance that you give everybody that calls in and talks to you. You're a wonderful person. You're doing God's work.
Well, thank you. I want to, but thank you for saying that.
I saw a really disturbing thing over today in Ireland. Have you been keeping up on the story of the guy that got carved up by the Muslims that was an immigrant into Belfast area, Ireland?
I have read some on that, yes. Go ahead and fill us in.
So what happened is this Muslim guy jumped on a white Christian, again, Irishman, and carved him up, cut his eyes out and stuff. It was pretty gruesome. he's in a coma right now, so we should all be saying a prayer for that poor fellow. But it ignited the race. It's Ireland right now is on fire, and there's battles between the Muslims and the Irish people. But what it did do is a guy came out and started the Irish Citizens Army, the ICA, which was formed in like the 1920s or something. He brought that back, and I said, boy, that's a good idea maybe for this country, you know, the Irish Citizens Army of America. Why don't we do something like that? Because what's happening across Europe with the Muslimification of Europe is they're going in with these groups of Somalis, people from Sudan, Africa, and they're just going right into the fields of the Christian farmers and slaughtering them. Nobody's doing really anything about it.
Well, that's the sad part. The people that we supposed to elect to protect us from enemies like that are not doing anything. Matter of fact, they're condoning a lot of this. There are so-called governments are the reason why they're in this mess, and we're in the mess we are here too. But you know, Brady, what's really sad is I don't think there's enough men in this country to stand together and do anything. They talk a good game, but as far as getting involved in anything, most of them won't even join you to take a stand for unborn babies. So it's hard to say. We've lost our manhood in this country. We've lost our men.
Yeah, I mean, people are, you know, instead of putting a gun on their side and walking around and being proud that they're carrying a gun, they're scared of it. You know, they bow down and say, oh, no, I'm not going to touch a pistol or a rifle. Oh, that's bad. Well, when there's a situation where you need someone like a police officer, you're 2 hours away from the nearest police officer, who's going to protect you? You aren't getting
it. I agree.
And all it takes is an uprising. What if we get invaded in this country? What if something starts hitting on the shores of America? We need to be prepared. I think, like, for two or three years ago for COVID, remember, everybody was supplying and stocking up on their supplies. I think the time is even more important right now for that. I think we're heading into something really epic. I don't know. I got a bad feeling something's going to happen. If the market's going to crash, something's big brewing. I just got a really itchy feeling.
Well, I think it's a good possibility, but, you know, and I was talking to my son today. Like I said, I was talking to my middle son today, and he knows I carry a gun on my hip everywhere I go, and I don't care who knows it. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm kind of proud of it in the sense that Christ told his disciples to arm themselves. Folks, read it for yourself. I can tell you where it is in the Bible. I'm not going to. Find it for yourself. He told disciples to if they didn't have a sword and couldn't afford it, sell their coat and buy one. And that wasn't for slicing cheese or cleaning their toenails. It was to defend themselves and their family. And I was just talking about being men, Brady. We have very few real men in the country today. We have a lot of males, but I call them mistakes with zippers, but not many men. And I say this with all love in my heart. I say this, but I mean it. If someone lays a hand on my wife and I'm there, I'm not going to take time to pray for them and witness to them. If they're beating on my wife, I'm going to shoot them. I'm going to kill them. I don't apologize for that. You don't do that in front of a man. And I would defend my family. I'd defend your wife if I was around her and she needed. It's not a matter of what would I do. I'll tell them in advance what I do. A gun on my hip is not for looks. I carry it for a reason. And in our state where I live, praise God, in West Virginia, you don't need a permit to carry a gun, whether concealed or open. Nobody cares. You can carry it. I carry it in the restaurants. I carry it in the jewelry stores. I carry it in the doctor's office. Everywhere I go, no one ever mentioned it except maybe to say, what kind of gun do you have? They don't put me down. They don't laugh at it. They in our state, praise God, in most cases, they're respected. And people understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. So I stay where I live because I like where I live. I have a little bit of freedom here in this state. Still, other states are falling apart. But I thank God I live in a state where we can still be, defend ourselves like men and act like men. Go ahead.
Well, same in Arizona. You can either conceal or wear your gun on your hip. But I deal with the pastor, Jesse Lee Peterson, out of Los Angeles all the time on the phone. And he consistently says, It's the time for men to lead their sword down and forgive the people that are coming attacking us. And I'm like, I don't think that's what Jesus would condone, is to sit there passively. It's the time to put the sword on and also pick up the rifle. You know?
Well, a man that would do nothing as their family's being killed is going to hell. And I can prove it in the Bible, because the Bible tells us the man will provide for his own household, has denied the faith, and is worse than infidel. This Peter's guy, if that's what he's saying, I wouldn't listen to him again. I wouldn't touch a 10-foot pole. If that man will defend his own family, he is going to hell. That's Bible.
I argue with it daily. It's like the people that are killing this country, Israel, and we're under their... You see what they're doing to all the Christians, the Middle East, and everything. And it's time to quit covering for them and expose what they're doing. And it's hard to get the truth out, because people have been brought up and brainwashed in this country for, 30, 40 years? From the TV and the news all the way down. It's hard to change someone's perspective on things. They're not. People are stubborn. They don't want to listen to the truth. They don't want to change their behavior. They're just consistently happy going about their day and at night watch their football or hockey game, couple beers, and do it all over the next day. That's about their extent of life. And I'm like, man, that's a terrible way to go through life.
Yes, it is. And I feel sorry for women who are married to these people, call themselves men, who would say that if they come into my house, I'm just going to try to treat them right. I feel sorry for the wives. I really do. I really feel sorry for them, because they don't have a man. They may have a male in the house, and maybe he feeds them or something. Man, never know. But if he will not defend you and your children, lady, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your life. Anything else, Brady?
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. That's what's happening in Ireland. You got these rape gangs that are coming from the Muslim nations, and they're raping all the white women, and they're proud of it. And Ireland boys, they're a tough bunch of lads there. They're not taking it. And along with the Scottish and all the different parts around Ireland, they're uniting, like I said, with the Citizens Army. And we'll see what happens by morning, but keep an eye on and pray for Ireland right now, because it's in a whole world of disorder right now.
Amen. We need to pray for our own nation and pray for me and this nation, Stan. Thanks, Carl Brady. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Folks, the phone line's open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And what I just said, maybe turn some of y'all got mad and say, well, I'm going to listen to him more. He's a radical. That's great. That's fine. If you disagree with what I've said, then I wish you go study your scripture and find out I'm telling the truth, but do what you want to. I'm not going to bow down to anyone or just contrary to the word of God, but I mean this on my heart. My wife is half of me. She's part of my flesh. That's biblical also. We've been made one in Christ, and I will not allow someone to harm my family. I don't care who it is. I won't do that. See, I'm talking like, and I'm talking to you sitting in the front room, right on the back deck here, drinking a glass of tea or something, watching the cows in the field. I'm talking like I would if you're sitting right here, because you're family. But the line is open for your conversation, your points, 717-300-1698. Again, we've been blessed to live in a place still somewhat free as far as liberties to move around and defend ourselves and maybe still go out and earn a living. But our nation is totally unraveling so quickly, because the basis for morality in this country was always the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments envelop every decency and every moral code in creation. Those Ten Commandments, to love the Lord thy God with all your mind, soul, and strength, and to fulfill his will and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two commandments fulfill all the rest of them. And whenever we step back and allow them, and I said allow them, I know we're all guilty of this. Believe me, I'm not throwing stones. I'm just telling like it is. We allowed them to kill nearly 100 million unborn babies, and we're going to vote them out of office. Well, for 50-some years, that hadn't worked too well. Well, but they did away with Roe v. Wade. They're killing more babies now than there were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. And the church as a whole is silent on it. They don't say anything. They don't get involved, try to stop it. They don't even talk about it. Do you not think that a righteous and holy God is going to ask us one day why we did not defend the most innocent people in creation, the unborn children? Do you not think so? And do you think he's going to stand idly by and wink at us entering in without asking, why did we allow our leaders to bomb innocent people all over the world? Folks, I didn't run from the military. Matter of fact, I did join back in 1967. I went into the Air Force. And I served almost 4 years, come out as an E-4. I didn't do anything disgracing uniform. I didn't run and hide, although now I can see why people went to Canada to get out of that. I can see it's an unjust war, but I did what I thought was right at the time. And I know now that what I supported was wrong. It lined a lot of rich men's pockets. It killed a lot of innocent men on both sides. I lost four high school buddies in that so-called police movement or police force, whatever it was, the police world. We called it a war, but they called it a police action. I see that now. But you see, I had to grow. I had to understand. The more I understand, the more I grow, the more I realize God didn't make me a wuss. I hope he made me tender-hearted. He did do that, believe me. Yeah, and he made my heart open to people I don't even know. Marcia Dean would tell you that I would speak to anybody. I would hold a conversation with anybody that would like to talk a little bit. Not because I'm something special, but because I want to show them the love of Christ in me is real. I want them to sense it and feel it. As a believer in Christ, his love for us was so real, he went to the cross for us. He bore our shame. He bore our sins. He did it all. Not because we earned it, but no, we can never deserve it. He did it because he loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And his son was willing to come down and die for us. So if he can exhibit that kind of love for somebody that was as useless and worthless as I used to be, well, I still am, but by the grace of God, I'm his now, then why can't I show his love to other people? Whether they're young or old, whether they're wealthy, poor, sick, healthy, whatever, why can't I show that love to them as Christ has done for me? Let's talk to our friend Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello, and sir. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear your voice. I think a really important thing right now is to pray for the people in Ireland.
I agree.
The whole UK.
I agree.
They got to get rid of these Muslims. That's all there is to it.
Well, the sad part is, people don't understand. They think we're being racist or bigoted. No, we're not. No, we're not. Now, I'm going to be generous here, Kevin. I want to say 75% of the Muslims are probably peaceful people. But there's about a billion and a half of them in the world. Let's just say 10% of them were dangerous. 10% of a billion and a half is a lot of people, is it not?
Yes,
a lot of people. And when they come into a country, I don't care whether it's a 10 million number or just, we'll say, a tenth of them, a million number ought to take the country over. That would do it. Unless we resist, it's going to do it. And the Muslim faith, so religion, cannot peaceably coexist with Christianity. It can't. It's going to lead to warfare. It is leading to warfare. And so you're right. We've got to stand and say enough is enough. These cities in Michigan and other places are falling to the Muslim laws or the Sharia laws. We need to say, no, we're not going to have that. And if we have to, go in armed and take back our towns.
But it's biblical. It's Isaac and Ishmael.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's absolutely matter of fact. God said so, and in the end, this is what it would be, right?
I agree.
I mean,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That cuts him completely out of my picture. Just totally out of this world. I don't want to see him. I don't want anything to do with any of them at all.
Well, you know, I don't mind witnessing to them, tell them about Christ. If they want to live near me and live peaceably, let me live my life under our way of life in America. If they want to come in and become part of society, that's okay. But don't come in and try to change our society to fit your society. That's not going to work.
I even can't agree with that because there will always be warfare with them. Their goal.
Their goal is
to dominate. Period. I can't agree with anything less than completely separation.
I know what you're saying. I do understand, but don't forget, many of them are coming to Christ. Iran has the fastest growing Christian population of any nation in the world right now. Iran, and we're bombing Iran. Right now, they have the fastest growing Christian population in the world. So they can't be born again.
Iran has all the religions in that country.
They
all
do.
Of them.
But it's the fastest growing Christian in a bunch. And that amazes me that a Muslim nation has grown faster in Christianity than America is. But go ahead.
They're Persians is what they are. And clear back from 350 A.D., they were like a center. You know, it was talked about them making trips to that part of the country. Did any of the apostles end up dying there? I mean, I don't know. But,
I don't know that either. I don't know that either.
I don't know that.
We're down about the last 30 seconds. No, we've got 30 seconds to go. Go ahead.
Well, I hope everybody supports Pastor Butch. God bless y'all.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling, Kevin. Folks, it's about our time. I enjoyed the night. I wish more would have called in and shared their thoughts, but you didn't. But we're here, and we'll be in office tomorrow, as I said. And it's a good time to get stocked up on super quick while you can, because once it's gone. I'm not getting any more of it. So y'all need to call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I do care. I do love you. And you all have been so good to us. And I mean that. Thank you for all you do and all your prayers. Thanks for being out to a force like you are. Three nights a week and staying with us for so many years. God bless y'all. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.